This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Anti-racism protests took place around the world on Saturday, prompted by the killing of George Floyd, an African-American who died in police custody last month in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In Britain, nationalist demonstrators clashed with police as thousands of people took to the streets. Supporters of Black Lives Matter demonstrated, as did groups branding themselves counter-demonstrators, some of whom were affiliated with right-wing and extreme right-wing organizations. They said they wanted to protect statues after acts of vandalism last weekend, but they repeatedly clashed with police throughout the afternoon. Several thousand people denounced police violence in an anti-racism protest in central Paris Saturday. Protesters chanted "No justice, no peace," and some climbed the statue of Marianne, who personifies the French Republic, in the Place de la République. The outrage generated by Floyd's death in Minneapolis last month has resonated in France, in particular in the city's deprived suburbs. Thousands of people across Australia attended Black Lives Matter protests on Saturday, wearing masks and practicing social distancing amid warnings from state leaders to call off the events. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
State leaders called for the events to be cancelled following fears of a second wave of coronavirus infections. Perth saw the largest gathering of all major Australian cities on Saturday, despite pleas from the Premier Mark McGowan to cancel. Smaller rallies were also held in Melbourne and Sydney, with a focus on calling for freedom for refugees stuck in indefinite detention.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump told West Point's graduating class on Saturday that their job will be to defend America's vital interests and not to fight endless wars in faraway lands. In his commencement address to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, Trump told more than 1,000 graduating cadets that the job of the American soldier is not to rebuild foreign nations, but to defend and defend strongly the United States.
It is not the duty of U.S. troops to solve ancient conflicts in faraway lands that many people have never even heard of. We are not the policemen of the world.
The president came to West Point at a time of tension with U.S. military leaders over whether the military should be used to quell nationwide protests over the killing of George Floyd, an African-American man who died in police custody last month. Chinese authorities have locked down 11 residential communities near a wholesale food market in Beijing to try to stem a new outbreak of COVID-19. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
City officials say that 45 workers at a Xinfeidi market tested positive for the coronavirus, though they showed no symptoms. That was in addition to an early announcement of 7 people with symptoms who had visited or worked at the market. The market has 4,000 tenants. City officials said 40 environmental samples taken at the market also tested positive. Until 2 days ago, Beijing had not had a locally transmitted case of coronavirus for more than 7 weeks. Authorities have now reversed some recent moves to relax coronavirus restrictions. I'm Zaria Shackley.
The death toll from COVID-19 continues to climb in Brazil, now the second highest in the world after the United States, according to numbers released by the Brazilian Health Ministry. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
Brazil's health ministry has reported more than 1,200 deaths a day since Tuesday, a mounting toll as the country looks to ease quarantine restrictions and reopen businesses. It's a move called for by President Jair Bolsonaro. The right-wing leader has minimized the gravity of the novel coronavirus, dismissing it as a little flu. He's accused state governments of exaggerating the number of infections and deaths to undermine him. The World Health Organization says there are hotspots in the major cities, but overall the country's health system is coping. A recent poll showed 52% of Brazilians now favor easing quarantine restrictions, with 44% against.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.